It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tush Push Day. Like our eighth Tush Push Day of the off-season. Off-season's only, what, 7 weeks old? By the way, the show on YouTube, live now, streaming. We're right there. Hey, YouTube chat. I don't read anything that you write, so you can write nasty stuff, but we are streaming every day on YouTube.
Oh, I do read.
I read every comment.
I don't read every comment.
You read the... Oh, well, Jack's a comment.
Well, dude, I think I'm getting a lot of positive reviews. I think it's actually up my game.
Oh, really? Because I think it was
Actually, not really. There's been a good amount of negativity as well, but the positive stuff makes me that much more empowered to be more like me, which is a problem for everyone.
Because I don't know if they noticed yesterday, but your jersey was wrinkled yesterday.
There's no way you could tell if my jersey was wrinkled or not.
I could tell. I noticed it right away. Your jersey was wrinkled.
Well, every shirt of yours is wrinkled. That's what they said.
This is not wrinkled. I wore one shirt and it was textured, not wrinkled.
again, I do not care about wrinkled shirts.
Well, clearly.
Because wrinkles come out. And that had been hanging up all winter, so I think that's BS.
It was definitely wrinkled.
He said it's been hanging up all winter.
I disagree.
It was definitely wrinkled. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Is it a sign that Elliot Shore Parks got pooped on by a bird while he was on the air with us? 80.1% say yes.
Again, a sign for what? We're not sure.
Well, that's the next question. That is the next question. Is it a negative Elliot thing? Is it a celebration of the Eagles that are going to poop all over the league next year? You never know. 215. That's a good. That is a good one. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
God, what a bore fest that was. I like how he starts off with travel and dogs. What a jerk.
Well, he didn't say he loved his plane rides.
Yeah, he didn't mention that. That was the thing that
you got an
He's
F.
Yeah, you got an F. You got an F from
He's
a plane.
That's not me. That's
Stewardess
not
Jim.
Me.
Well, it's on you. It's on you. You're the face of the face of the flight, Jim.
Hey, Spike, you closing on a house anytime soon? So I can have a free day anytime soon?
Have a what?
A free day.
I was all hoping. Are you going to have another free?
When I move, yes. There will be one in early May that I won't be here.
A Freedom Friday. You know,
yes, a Freedom Friday. So you'll get right on to spew your nonsense immediately.
We talking Freedom Fries?
No.
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to thank you for the greatest drop of all time about tall guys dating short girls. It don't matter if they're laying down.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I hadn't heard that one before.
I heard it, but it was a good one. It was a good one.
Hey, Jack, you must be so proud. 2 runs in 4 games off of starting pitchers. Isn't it great?
Hey, they scored like 25 runs, Cowboy Jim.
My goodness. Coward.
You're playing a couple AAA teams like that, 2 runs with starting pitchers.
Hold on, you're a Phillies fan.
Yeah. What's your deal?
Whatever. Hey, guys, I need some honesty from you today. Can I get a little honesty about Jack?
Yes, you can always get honesty about Jack. Shut his mic off. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
All right. So in a few years, his kids are going to be a little older, start playing t-ball.
Yep.
What kind of father do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's going to yell at the kids?
No.
He's softy. Yeah, he's softy. Those kids
Man's
are going to
not soft. A yeller.
Just want to see them compete.
Yep.
You know, hopefully they'll get past, like Division II. You know, he'll be
three.
Praying they'll get Division III. Okay. And at what point will Jack try to steal Jolly's position so he can be home with the kids?
Well, what is Jolly's position?
Well, I don't know. He works the midnight shift, so you work the midnight. I figure you're going to try to...
I don't think so. I do think Jack would pull the I could do it from home today bit.
So I thought about doing that yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't.
You thought about doing it yesterday? Why?
He knew we would rip him to shreds today.
I will crush you.
Why not? That's why I said no. That's why I decided not to.
Why would you consider doing it yesterday, an opening day for the Phillies?
It's a half-hour show.
Because it's a half-hour show.
But if we could come down, Ike lives the same distance as you. I live further away. What are you talking about?
Again, it was just a thought. Didn't actually send a text, but I was thinking about it last Thursday, too, for opening day.
Walk's feeling sick. Okay, if I work from home today, guys, I can't wait till that text.
Haven't pulled that yet.
Yet.
The kids have a double header coming up. I'll be working from the field. So
yeah.
That's
all right, Jim.
As for the tush push,
got more.
Hey, listen, It doesn't matter. Jack can beat you guys with the tush push,
oh,
without the
tush. Oh, yeah, we're so scared. We're shaking in our shorts.
The Cowboys,
It doesn't matter. And, well, I don't want Dak. Well, the Cowboys can't do it because Dak will get hurt. He's soft, so I don't want him doing the tush push. But, yeah, you can get rid of it, but the Cowboys can still beat you. So good luck, losers.
Yeah,
bye.
This is damn. It's so toothless now.
It
the
is,
Cowboy
man.
Stuff.
I'm telling you.
I feel bad for him a little bit.
Yeah, it's because it's like you're begging for attention.
Right, and we can't fight back.
Yeah, because like punching down.
Yeah, it's
right? And it's like it used to be fun beating up on the Cowboys. It's not even fun.
No. It's the whole thing. Honestly, the only team we care about in the division anymore is the Commanders.
Yeah.
We don't care about the Giants anymore.
Don't care about
anymore.
The Giants.
No.
Well, Ross is there now.
Yeah, Ross.
Oh, yeah, great.
Mr. Unlimited.
I mean, they're going to be a soap opera this year.
Yeah, they'll be fine. And by the way, Dable's not making it through the entire season, I don't think. I think he gets fired before season.
You got Russ and Jameis in there.
Yep.
And eventually Shador.
And Tommy DeVito. I don't think they like Shador.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're trading up for Cam Ward. I still think they're trading up for Cam Ward.
That means you believe Tennessee doesn't want Cam Ward.
I believe that the Giants will make an
make a sweet enough offer.
I just think that
well, they can still get Shador. Tennessee could get Shador at three.
She could get Shador.
Yeah, they move back to three.
You cannot have a general manager fighting for his job while he's the general manager of a rebuilding team.
Right.
Because
he's not making decisions.
No, he's just making decision to make the owner happy for that moment to save his job.
Yeah.
And I think if you're him, what you do is you mortgage the future, you get a quarterback with a name that everybody says is good, whether you believe in him or not.
Right.
You also sign two veteran quarterbacks to get you through the year. So you get through the year, you bring Cam Ward in for the last six games of the year. Maybe he has a couple of highlight plays. They win seven games and he tries to keep his job. That's what I think is going to happen. That would be my best prediction of that. And the only reason I think Tennessee is just like this has been said a million times that these guys are the top two quarterbacks, but they're not like the top two quarterbacks in any draft.
Yeah,
right?
I already said both of them would have been at least, I mean, no higher than the fifth or sixth quarterback last year.
Last year. So if you could get three first round picks for a quarterback that you're like, we have a quarterback in the second round that has almost the same grade as Cam Ward has, and we solidify the future.
Yeah.
I just think you want to take that if Tennessee's smart, they take advantage of a desperate team. To me, the Giants are a desperate team.
And you're not going that far back.
Mm. Yeah, you're going back
you're
to third.
You're going back to three. So.
You can get them to give you two extra first-round picks. You're sure they're going to suck for the next two or three years,
right.
You know?
And you have to worry about playing them. It's in the other conference.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've been feeling it for a while.
Okay. All right. Listen, quarterback guru. You know what I mean?
He's half right about Bo Nix, and now he's a good
I was definitely right about Bo Nix.
Well, considering what I thought about Bo Nix, he deserves a lot of credit.
Yes. 215-592.
Bo Nix was in the rookie of the year running for a minute.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Ike tells you about this.
Hey, you know your roof protects your most valuable asset, right? Now, what would that be? Your home. That's right. And this winter, it's taking a beating from the wind, the rain, and the snow. Now, if you've been looking for a roofing contractor, look no further than my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, for over 35 years, Emmons has specialized in storm-resistant roofing systems designed to last. Call Emmons today at 856-556-3229 or visit Emmons.com for a free roof inspection. Affordable financing is also available from top to bottom, inside and out. Emmons has you covered.
All right. Ike and Jack, I just want to show you guys.
How many times I almost said Carlos Emmons when I'm looking at that? It says Carl Emmons.
Oh, and it looks like
Carlos Emmons.
And to our knowledge, Carlos Emmons has nothing to do with Emmons Roofing and Siding. To our knowledge. Just to show you what a gamer I am.
Yeah.
Doing the show while I'm getting while I'm getting treatment.
Wow, what a warrior.
On the show for
he is
my
getting
back.
Treatment. I've seen it.
I'm getting treatment right now on the back, still doing the show.
Electric shocks, waves.
Meanwhile, Jack wants to do the show from home. Because it's
any
a short
excuse.
Show, yes.
Any excuse not to come in.
Was thinking about it.
Yeah, thinking about it. All right, real quick, they did not pass the tush-push thing today. Mm-hmm. The league wants to lie to all the teams to make sure they can get the votes by doing it in May. All right, here's the first thing that passed today. Overtime will be just like the playoffs. in that both teams will get an opportunity to score even if the first team scores a touchdown. So the way it was now in the regular season is if the first team that gets the ball scores a touchdown, the game is over. If they score a field goal, the other team gets the ball or don't score at all. In the playoffs, both teams get a chance to score. It will be like that in the regular season, but they will keep the overtime period at 10 minutes rather than making it 15 minutes, which seems a little silly to me, because if the first team drives...
It takes 7 minutes.
Right. If the goal is to give everybody the same chance, the second team is not really getting the same chance if that first drive goes for a while. So I don't... Maybe it's they care too much about player safety that they don't want to do that extra 5 minutes.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I guess... Yeah, because ties are still there.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
Yes.
Obviously not in the postseason.
Yeah.
So you can't have a situation like you almost had with the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl. Remember everybody, the Niners were letting the clock run down.
Right. No. So, you can still have a tie.
So what I'm saying is with 3 minutes, you wouldn't even necessarily get to finish out that possession.
No.
I wonder if that's the case. So, right.
You have to score in that 3 minutes.
Offense.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what the reason is.
That's crazy.
They did change the kickoff rule in that touchbacks will now come out to the 35 rather than the 30 to try to incentivize teams to kicking the ball inbound so they can get kick returns.
Yeah.
Which are... It's another clearly a player safety issue. and those are the two that passed. Wait, wasn't there one more, Jack, that I'm forgetting about? There's the kickoff one.
Well, the one didn't pass. The automatic first down.
The Lions proposal. That did not pass.
Yeah.
That did not pass.
So there you go. And the tush push delayed until May. 215-59.
Until they can coerce everyone else
yes.
to vote for it.
Is it really the strangest thing in the world? The teams, there's not enough teams that want to vote to ban it, so they want to take more time so they can convince teams to ban it.
Well, Andrew Brandt thinks the commissioner wants it out of the game.
Yes.
And he's going to try to convince the teams to do it.
It shouldn't. It's amazing to me that it's that difficult to convince. It doesn't affect 31 NFL teams. It only affects them negatively. I give credit to the NFL teams that have not broken on this yet, because this particular rule wouldn't affect them at all in a negative way. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What a do, fellas.
What a do, okay.
What a do, okay.
Nice to see. Hawk Tua is still doing his thing. Why don't we talk a little bit of film?
Book Tua?
A lot of Tuas.
Fitz over there.
Yep.
So, as I see, my take about Stott not going well, but the thing is, what we see on TV is taking too big of swings and too big of moments. You got to play his role. You got to know his role. Then we'll get his 300 average. He's got a great swing. He's just got to not be the hero. Same with Marsh and same with a couple other guys. But my big thing right now is that Schwarber, I think, is the definite leadoff guy. And I'd like to see a little battle every other day between Rojas and Marsh to really see who can capitalize on that center field spot.
Well, we already know Rojas can't hit, so...
Yeah, what do you need to see from either of those guys, honestly?
Yeah, they are what they are.
They're the same player that they're both major leaguers, they're both platoon players. To me, Rojas is a defensive replacement. I don't even care who the pitcher is. I still have more faith in Marsh in a crucial at-bat than I do Rojas. So if you want to give Rojas give Marsh a breather every once in a while or not start him against a tough lefty, whatever, that's fine with me. But I don't think either player is going to turn into something that they're not this year.
Yeah,
I think center field is one of those positions. You need an everyday guy. I mean, the captain of the outfield.
Why?
Leader out there.
It's not like you haven't had
an everyday guy out there since old Dubo was playing out
there. But it's a captain of the outfield. It's not like he's not calling out it's not like a linebacker with the
calling out plays
and stuff. He's just the center fielder. Go catch it. What do you need an everyday guy out there for?
All I'm saying is I'd like to see one of those two guys challenge the other guy to do better. And if we can do that, we get the most out of our team. So I'd like to see that happen in center field.
Okay.
And all I know is that if Walker keeps pitching, we're going to need to at least score 10 runs per game, dude.
He stinks.
It's not going to be great. We're waiting this year.
We haven't even seen him pitch yet.
He pitches tomorrow, right? Four and a third, six runs.
Thursday.
Four and a third, six runs.
Oh, yeah. Who's tomorrow?
I don't doubt it.
No, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah, Jackie. Jackie mails it in now.
No, it's Wheeler tomorrow.
Oh, it's Wheeler again.
Tomorrow? Yeah, shut up.
Oh, yeah, because they had two off days.
Yeah.
Ah, and he doesn't like to skip his days.
Right, right, right. And they don't like to.
And they don't have to pitch Taiwan.
Yeah, right, right.
That's a good point.
We're going to see Crawford. We're going to see Painter up here in July, and we're going to see what they got. And if they can play at this level, they're going to stay here for
a while. Crawford playing?
Center field.
Okay, well, who's playing left field?
No one wins the battle for center field.
Yeah. Who's playing left field?
I don't know.
Kepler's playing left field. Where's Marsh playing?
I don't know. You're going to have to.
Okay, I know.
I didn't really think this went out, did you? Okay.
Don't let him rattle you, okay?
It's not rattling anything. It's just we're trying to hold okay Andrew accountable.
Hey,
everyone's all Crawford. I like Crawford, but he's got to play somewhere.
Okay, you can't just be menu guy. You can't just come in with six different things you want to get through. You got to really flesh out these topics. I like the Rojas Marsh thing, but I don't know how you're going to have a battle for it. Like, they are having a battle for it, right? I mean,
whoever loses that battle, Crawford replaces.
Okay. For next question today, what's your favorite all-time daytime TV show?
Well, it wasn't Be Price is Right, but that was taken. So let's go with Wheel of Fortune. Probably already taken, though.
Wheel of Fortune's on at 7 o'clock at night.
Shut his hole! Yeah,
I know. I had such high hopes for OK Andrew. It's
just like, I know.
You didn't even let that one go through.
No, he's like a... The guy is always going to be a 208 hitter. I don't know what to say.
You keep waiting for the development. We need a battle between him and someone for a position on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We try with OK, man.
Why? Because I love OK,
Foxhole
Andrew.
Guy.
In person, he's one of our guys.
Yeah.
Just the calls.
It just...
Lock in.
They're just bad. Like,
yeah.
They're just bad.
They're not bad, man.
Like, he brings something.
Yeah.
He's like, at least, all right. I'm not good. I like OK Andrew.
Yeah, lock in. Okay.
I got a lot of questions.
He's got a lot of Wheel of Fortune.
It's 7:30.
It's been 7 o'clock.
Well, hold on. Is Jeopardy after Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy before Wheel of Fortune?
Jeopardy's after Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune's been on at night.
It's been the same
for 30
damn time
years.
Slot since it's ever been on.
Yeah.
It hasn't
40
moved
years,
out of
maybe.
The time slot.
Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5 now?
Oh, things I learned about my coworkers yesterday and today.
Oh, here he goes. All right, here we go. All right, that's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.